Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It is time now for Why It Matters. Let's talk about the role of finance function in organizations. I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's changing, not least in the way that it provides its stakeholders with insights based upon a range of data sources. Now, due to COVID-19, finance professionals, they have experienced what a lot of people have called like a five-year surge in 5 months, you know, five-year evolution in a short space of 5 months. We've all been kind of going through that. Organizations increasingly looking to them to plot a path of financial stability in challenging business conditions. So the increased focus on financial and strategic skills has given accountants a seat at the leadership table in the region. You know, senior executives have called on their skills to ensure survival and maintain the balance sheet. And in the recently launched research report by ACCA and PwC titled Finance Functions, Seizing the Opportunity with PwC, it provides insights on whether the pandemic has created opportunities for finance roles. So what's next for finance professionals? Well, on the line to help us out is Joseph Alfred, Head of Policy, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand and Oceania for the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, or ACCA. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Thanks for having me, and a very good introduction you gave just now.
Thank you, sir. Our second time having this conversation. Good having you back. Let's talk about this. So this report titled Finance Functions, Seizing the Opportunity with PwC. Tell us about the study.
Yeah, so basically this report is the warning. Very ominous, but it is a warning to finance teams that they should not take the position now for granted. As what you have said, given accountants a seat at the leadership table. But it was in a sense a forced evolution, right? Within 5 months, you basically had to do what you would normally be doing for 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Now, all this intensified training, right, and rapid honing of skills relating to cash flow management, forecasting, scenario analysis, and the use of digital tools because of the accelerated digitalization brought about by COVID-19, right, has elevated the position of finance team. But what the report warns us is that this central role of finance may not last once the pandemic fades away or goes endemic, right? Okay. And also there may be a natural tendency for finance teams to shrink back into a familiar scorekeeping role once the pandemic fades. So this tendency should be resisted, as well as the fact that, you know, we cannot take for granted that once the pandemic fades away, right, that everything will remain like now, right? We have to do something about it. What do we do about it? So the report actually spells out a variety of ways on how finance can actually retain that seat at the leadership table.
Okay, well, since you set it up nicely, how can finance teams keep that seat at the table?
Yeah, so the most important thing is to broaden the focus and purpose of finance to the whole organization. Now that management has got a little bit of a taste of what finance can do, right, during the pandemic, right? Let's continue, you know? So not focusing simply on what is on the current balance sheet. You know, current balance sheet is all the assets and liabilities that can be measured, right? All the finance stuff are there. But finance people have to go beyond that in order to, you know, become more relevant to the whole organization. They have to look at sustainability metrics. They have to look at human capital, natural capital, right? Go beyond what they have been traditionally doing so that management and other departments and other business centers look at them as relevant to them and their problems, and that finance can solve their problems because they have that wide perspective. Right. The other things that the report also mentions is that, you know, finance should become familiar with enterprise-wide technologies. So what they are saying is that don't just talk about technologies relating to finance, but take an interest in what other business centers are doing in the organizations. And in the process, right, your colleague around the organization will look at you as not just being in finance, and they see finance roles now being broadened, right? So they will ask you questions about many other things. So in that process, finance will become more relevant. And of course, one of the most important things is business partnering, right? Business partnering means enterprise-wide business partnering. You're dealing with everyone, listening to their problems and providing solutions, right? Yeah. And Traditionally, another thing that the report also mentioned is traditionally finance has been using backward-looking so-called results, right? Historical results, right? But what the report encourages is that we use predictive and prescriptive analytics, right? Which will be more relevant to management's decision-making, more forward-looking. And if it's more forward-looking, then business centers are going to listen to you rather than just talking about the past.
Yeah.
So that's another tip, so-called tip given by the report. And also, carry on with the role on improving efficiency, transactional efficiency across the organization, not only in finance, but across the organization, and to establish finance as the control point. So there are many, many things that the report talks about, right? Like this, a variety of ways to tell finance how it can actually retain the seat even after the pandemic fades away.
So it's very much an evolution of this profession. It's very much a shift in job focus in that sense. I'm curious though, is it reflected differently between Southeast Asia and other parts of the world?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically, I think that generally the results for the global and for Southeast Asia respondents are broadly similar, but there are some interesting differences in certain areas. For example, a higher proportion compared to the global result in Southeast Asia, that they considered business partnering as a lasting positive effect of the pandemic. The key word here is lasting.
Okay.
They believe that it will be a lasting positive effect. Also, the Southeast Asia respondents appear to think that the mix of skills, right, as required during the pandemic will stay, including digital competencies and remote working and collaboration skill sets will remain. You know, everybody's rushing back to the office now. I mean, but then, you know, suddenly you hear about the upsurge, right, recently, right?
Yeah.
So there's like a stop and go. But you will know that everybody wants to rush back to the office and go back to the same physical office and do the routine that they have been used to before the pandemic. So those digital competencies and things like that, right, will largely remain the same, but how much of it will remain and how much will it, you know, we will go back to our own physical sort of meetings and things like that, right?
Mm.
That's a big question, right? And also one of the most important things is the difference is that the Southeast Asia respondents were more confident that the elevated purpose of their function, right, brought about by the pandemic would stay. So this is what the report's perspective, this may be overly optimistic. I mean, this is not something that is, I mean, the Southeast Asia respondents, the Singapore officers and all around ASEAN, I think they should take note that maybe it won't last that long. So you have to sort of take action now as soon as the pandemic fades away. Make sure you broaden the purpose of finance, of the focus and the purpose of finance function.
Bearing that in mind, Joseph, I have a curious question, and I guess it might be more of an opinion question. We've been through this long enough now. Are we spending too much time, you know, perhaps finance departments or even HR, are we spending too much time planning for when things return to normal? Shouldn't we just evolve what we have right now and get ahead of the game? I mean, what difference does it make if I go back to the office or if I work from home? I don't need to rush. About staying safe, right? Keeping the function continuing. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the government is working toward in terms of getting it into an endemic state, right?
Sure.
So I think we've been here almost like 20 months.
Almost already.
20 months,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Almost 20 months. We are almost getting used to it. Right?
Exactly. So why think about getting used to what it used to be? I mean, let's just get the function continuing, right? Important is to keep the finance things going and not do a start-stop type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, from my impression, I think finance is not so much of a stop and go. I think, you see, okay, I'll give you an example. I mean, if you do a digital transformation project, you can't stop and go. Right? You already invested in the money. You already invested in the timeline, right?
Yes, yes.
So you have to go through it and then you have to implement it. You have to change you have to give training to your staff. And all this is already happening. I can see all around me that there's training and things like that for staff to use. And of course, the culture also changes. The culture, the digital culture of the teams also change.
True.
So, but it could be that one day you can't have social gatherings or whatever numbers, right? But it doesn't really affect corporate environment so much, I would say, because all those projects you have already invested in it, so it will just go on. But the important thing is, right, would you still have the compulsion once things sort of like settle down? I don't know when, you know? So, you know, when things settle, but I can assure you that finance teams all over, I think, have embarked on digital transformation more readily. And So I think digital transformation, you're invested in the project, right? So you can't get out of it. It's just carrying on. Whatever happens in environment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You still have to carry on with the digital transformation anyway, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, on that note, Joseph, and you might have mentioned this briefly, let's talk about the six key areas of opportunities that the finance function can leverage on in the post-pandemic world. Let's plan for that right now. Could you walk us through these opportunities and how ACCA would encourage the finance industry to take advantage of them?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of opportunities. I mean, and you know, underpinning the fact, the direction that we have to make finance more broader and the purpose more relevant to the whole organization, right? For example, as COVID-19 has accelerated digitalization, now a lot of AI is being used in the digital environment, but there's a lot of questions on the application of AI, right? For example, you may have biases, right? There could be biases and what we call inexplicability, meaning that you just accept the AI decision, right? But you do not know how the decision came about. When the AI picks up the data, right, there could be biases and things like that. Mm. So I think the accountants can play a very important role in ensuring that ethical behavior is not just physical. I mean, you have to think about ethical behavior in the digital environment.
Yes.
Accountants, professional accountants, since they are already in the digital environment and now because of COVID-19 has become even more digitalized, right? Mm. So they can do that. They can help out in ensuring ethical behaviors in a digital environment. And of course, I talked about sustainability also. Mm. So finance professionals have the opportunity to become sustainable value creators, but they can't become sustainable value creators if they're just focusing on finance. They have to go out of sustainability is an area that finance can naturally evolve in. I mean, you just think about it. All the areas of sustainability, right? Looking at the traditional role of an accountant, what does he do? He does reporting, corporate reporting.
Yeah.
Sustainability reporting is a natural extension of corporate reporting.
Mm.
Or if you talk about corporate finance, now MAS is promoting, and in a very big way, green finance.
Yes.
So that's something that accountants can get into, green finance. And of course, the auditors, you've got something called sustainability assurance, which is a natural extension out of statutory audits, let's say. So there are many, many areas in sustainability that finance people can think about, and they should focus on it. And of course, sustainability means also ESG, ESG indicators and so on and so forth. Capital markets and all, they are looking for investments which, you know, give good returns, not only financially, but are good for the environment. So when you do an IPO and things like that, I mean, financial accountants, they have to think about not only the financial impact, but what is the impact on the environment and so on and so forth. So that's something that finance professionals should be doing. Then, of course, in terms of agility and productivity and so on and so forth, it's good that we are digitalizing. All that can help in all this, you know, making a team more agile and also increasing productivity. And when you increase, of course, resilience also improves, and hopefully not another, I don't want to mention the words, not another pandemic, but whether it's a pandemic or something else, I mean, at least the team is more resilient. You make the team more resilient, economy is more resilient.
Of course, you want to work towards creating a resilient function as well, in case, you know, anything should pop up. You got to be agile in that sense. Great points. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Joseph Alfred, Head of Policy, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, and Oceania for the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, or ACCA. Joseph, take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.